Yeah, and that's definitely a real challenge that a lot of women face. The best way to protect yourself when wanting to participate in this day without a woman is to take a personal day, take a sick day, take a vacation day. But obviously, those are not available to all women, especially women, low-income women who work those hourly wage jobs. And so then it's just a question for each individual woman. Is this an action that they can personally afford to participate in? Can they afford to call in sick tomorrow? Or do they need to find a way to participate in the action that best fits their lives? There's not a one-size-fits-all recipe to this, and that's why we try to make a number of different options available available to women. Because it's not only about paid work that you do, but also domestic unpaid work. Because still in this day and age, women do the majority of domestic unpaid household labor, despite the fact that women are typically, co-breadwinners with their partner or with the person in the household that they share responsibilities with.
What exactly is the goal of the Day Without a Women Action?
The goal is to lift up the economic power that women have, both in the workforce and in domestic unpaid labor, but also in the economy. So that's another big piece of this day, is not spending any money. And we know that we're a consumer-driven economy. And so if women take a stand we agree to not work or not buy things, the idea is to show that we're an economic force to be reckoned with, and our voices deserve to be heard, and our issues deserve careful and appropriate consideration by the people we've elected to lead us.
So after the Women's March and the Women's Marches, there were so many marches that happened around the country in January. Now we're having a Day Without a Woman Actions on International Women's Day. Where else will this movement go?
You know, that's a good question. And I think the best answer is just to say that we'll have to wait and see. There are a lot of ways for women and our allies to get plugged into organizations that already exist and have been doing this type of work, such as 9to5 or Colorado's People's Action. But in terms of mass demonstrations like the ones that we've seen on the Women's March Day, I imagine that it's going to be driven by the women who participated in that event and based on the needs that they see in their community and in their own individual lives.
We started off by talking about how not every woman will be able to really fully participate in a Day Without a Women's March, particularly women in vulnerable communities, immigrants, low-wage workers, women who traditionally have not had their voices heard in these type of political actions. So how can women who have privilege, who have that power to fully participate in a Day Without a Woman, who have power to support these women, how can they fully support other women? How can we support them on International Women's Day and beyond that in the wider movement?
I think that the best thing that you can do is first recognize the privilege that you have, whether that is, your privilege of being a white woman or a woman who has the ability to take a paid day off without fear of, being able to meet your bills at the end of the month and put food on your table. So recognizing that privilege and how your struggles are then different from women of color and low-income women is a first and important step. And then getting involved with organizations who support low-income women and support women of color, volunteering in your community, and reaching outside of your own individual community and getting to know the struggles that women who aren't necessarily in your immediate social circle, aren't in your professional circles, knowing their struggles in their lives and asking them how to support is the best way to do it, so that it's so that we are really truly lifting up women of color and low-income women, their concerns and their needs, rather than privileged women telling them how they can be supported.
So what exactly is going to be happening on Wednesday, March 8th, locally here in the Denver Boulder Front Range area?
So in Denver, we have a couple of different events going on. At noon, we will be doing a silent march at the Capitol, around the Capitol, and that will be an opportunity for women to come together. And that's a short action. It's from noon to one. So women who aren't able to take the full day off, you know, they can take their lunch break, they can come down, they can stand in solidarity with the women who will be marching at the Capitol. And then at the Iron Workers Union Hall, we will also be having a resistance and self-care center from noon to one. One of the main things that the women organizing this event and women leading, organizations such as NARAL, 9 to 5, those types of support groups have heard is that women are scared and they don't know what to do. And so the resistance and self-care center is meant to be a place where folks can come and find resources and talk to professionals about how to best take care of themselves and their community.